Hooray for the Riffraff, and so many more. Go to democracynow.org for details and to get tickets. The seats are filling up fast. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. It's great to be back in cold New York. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to North Star Stories, Voices from Where We Live, a daily newscast about what it means to live in Minnesota.
I'm Zan Holston with today's headlines. Tempers erupt at a Duluth City Council meeting, the economic impact of Operation Metro Surge, but first... Governor Tim Walz says he's hopeful Operation Metro Surge will end sooner rather than later. At a press conference Tuesday, Walz said he believes the federal immigration enforcement that brought 3,000 agents to the state was nearly done.
We're very much in a trust but verify mode, but it's my expectation that we are talking days, not weeks and months of this occupation.
He said that assessment is based on recent conversations with Border Czar Tom Homan and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. Walz also suggested the pullback would allow state agencies to gain access to investigations into the fatal shootings of Renee Macklin Good and Alex Preddy, cases where federal authorities had blocked state investigators. But the governor made clear the shift isn't just about enforcement, it's about what comes next.
I think by next week they're going to be significant where all of us can measure that. And then again, I hope that we are pivoting correctly on this to the recovery phase that is going to be ongoing.
Walz initially called the press conference to talk about the tremendous economic fallout Operation Metro Surge is having on Minnesota, especially on small businesses.
The scale of the harm being inflicted by our own federal government is well beyond what they can handle.
That's Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Matt Varelick.
And so we've been hearing heartbreaking stories, not just of dollars and cents, but of livelihoods that are interrupted.
Varelick joined Governor Walz at the press conference, and he says the state is still waiting on U.S. Department of Labor data. But early indicators from Minnesota agencies are already concerning. Restaurants and bars report drops in business from 50 to 80%. Manufacturers warn of supply chain disruptions, and employers describe workers staying home out of fear. The state plans to release its updated budget and economic forecast at the end of February. Echoing state concerns, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says businesses in the city are losing tens of millions of dollars each week. A new survey from Meet Minneapolis found that 90% of respondents, including hotels, restaurants, retailers, and arts organizations, report negative impacts since Operation Metro Surge began in December.
Businesses along cultural corridors are down at least 50%, and the Latino-owned businesses and Somali-owned businesses are drastically below that.
Business leaders cite lost bookings, staffing disruptions, and widespread anxiety. Officials hoping to revitalize the economy stress that Minneapolis remains open for business, with major events continuing and most attractions still operating.
This resolution is to request that the governor declare an emergency and institute a program of financial assistance to anyone directly affected by this recent ICE corruption, who is in danger of losing their home during this time.
In Duluth, that call for action sparked open frustration at City Hall. A City Council resolution urging Governor Walz to declare an emergency and temporarily halt evictions was tabled, prompting an angry response from the crowd.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
The council said it needed more time to consider the issue. Landlords and tenants clashed over the proposal's potential impact. Some landlords warned a rent moratorium could harm small property owners. Advocates argued it was necessary to prevent displacement tied to immigration enforcement. While Duluth has not experienced federal immigration operations at the scale seen in the Twin Cities, council members said they are concerned about the ripple effects. In January, both Minneapolis and St. Paul passed resolutions urging the governor to halt evictions statewide. The Duluth Council later passed a separate resolution clarifying how city staff should interact with federal immigration agents. With North Star Stories, I'm Zan Holston.
North Star Stories is produced by Ambers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, with support from the McKnight Foundation and the State of Minnesota, online at ambers.org.
Hi, everyone. It is currently 1:04 p.m., and you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial, community-powered radio. And you are listening to Tornado Drill, where up-and-coming DJs refine their voices and visions for your listening pleasure. My name is Dana, and today's show is going to be devoted to bass lines in rock, pop, and R&B. Behind me, you are listening to The Stone Roses' Fool's Gold off of their self-titled album from 1989. I think this song has one of the best bass lines ever. We may hear it more than once today throughout the course of the show. Now, when I first started really listening to music with a thoughtful, discerning ear when I was a wee little sprout who grew up on the Beatles and Dean Martin, thanks to my dad, I did not know what the bass was for. That Paul McCartney guy, he's not that important. Sting, come on. But then when I started developing my own musical taste, I realized that bass lines were really important, that they add particular flavors and textures to songs, which we'll hopefully learn more about today. So, this broadcast is dedicated to all bass players everywhere, whose rhythmic lines and personalities help to hold songs and bands together. Thank you so much. I also want to dedicate this broadcast to Mary. Mary, I forgot I had another themed broadcast today, but I promise I will play your request next time. Mary is an up-and-coming DJ at KFAI, and you may hear her on Tornado Drill in the future. All right, everyone, so thank you so much for being here. Without further ado, let's get into our Basslines-inspired set list today. Starting off with a little Curtis Mayfield. Here we go.
Streets trying to get over. My mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Papa never worked a day in his life.
And mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
how we doing out there, folks? We're just going to let the Temptations' Papa Was a Rolling Stone slowly fade out behind me. That was from 1972. By the way, if you're just joining us, we are listening to a set list inspired by bass lines today in rock and pop and rhythm and blues. It is Tornado Drill, where up-and-coming DJs refine their set for your listening pleasure out there. Twin Cities, hope you're doing all right today, all things considered. Before Papa Was a Rolling Stone, we heard Just Like Heaven by The Cure. Simon Gallup's bass lines were a huge part of that band's sound. Transmission by Joy Division before that with a bass line played by Peter Hook. And we started things off with Curtis Mayfield's Superfly, also from 1972. This is my backing music, Fool's Gold, by the Stone Roses off of their self-titled debut from 1989, Fool's Gold, in my opinion. Fool's Gold is just a great banger of a song, but it has one of my favorite bass lines in it ever. So it's going to accompany me today on air. Thank you so much for tuning in. One thing I want to say about bass lines in music, especially to my younger self who underestimated the power and presence of bass lines, is that bass lines don't need to draw attention to themselves to be good. Sometimes a bass line can just be a steady groove over which the song coasts and glides. But if you take away the bass line from the song, it wouldn't be quite the same. I remember seeing a U2 concert from 2011, and one of the things that Bono did on stage was thank bassist Adam Clayton for his contributions to U2's catalog. So right now, we're going to hear one of my favorite bass lines in U2's catalog off of 1987's The Joshua Tree. I still haven't found what I'm looking for on KFAI.
I hear God, highest mountain.
So, hope you captured the deep, rumbly bass line there from Nigel Harrison on Blondie's Heart of Glass from 1978 off of the album Parallel Lines. That whole album, for all you new wave fans out there, old and new, it's a banger. If you haven't listened to it in a while, it might be time to do so again. Before that, we heard Adam Clayton's bass line on I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For from U2's The Joshua Tree from 1987. That whole album is also amazing, holds up very well from start to finish. We should probably take a break. Thank you so much for listening to Tornado Drill on a bassline inspired set today. We will be right back on KFAI.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Christy Costello and the CC Club at the 7th Street Entry Friday, February 27th. Minneapolis's own Christy Costello steps into the spotlight with her first solo release, From the Dark. Loud, catchy, and straight to the point, with elements of punk, post-punk, garage, psychedelia, art rock, new wave, goth, grunge, girl group, and maybe even a dash of country. Opening the show are Edging, Mary Jam, and Cat Bath. More information about Christy Costello and the CC Club at the 7th Street Entry is available at first-avenue.com. Support for KFAI comes from the Hook and Ladder Theater and Lounge, presenting Los Straitjackets and Deke Dickerson, Wednesday, March 4th. Los Straitjackets and Deke Dickerson join forces for a night of surf, rockabilly, and roots rock. The dual guitar combo sound of Los Straitjackets fuses with the throwback rockabilly sound of Deke Dickerson for a rockin' Hook and Ladder dance party. More information about Los Straitjackets and Deke Dickerson is available at thehookmpls.com.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Alastair Frazier and Natalie Haas Thursday, February 26th. For over 20 years, Scottish fiddler Alastair Frazier and California cellist Natalie Haas have created their brand of chamber folk. They're well known for synergy, often trading lead and supporting roles seamlessly. Frazier's dancing fiddle work is balanced by Haas's rhythmic cello, creating a blend of stringed harmonies. More information about Alastair Frazier and Natalie Haas is available at thecedar.org.
We are back on KFAI with our bassline-inspired setlist on Tornado Drill today, where you can hear up-and-coming DJs refine their on-air voices and visions for your listening pleasure. It seems that we currently have a guest in the studio today. Why don't you tell everyone your name?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. We'll be right back.
if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Okay, so we have to acknowledge Paul McCartney from the Beatles, one of the most well-known bass players of all time. He wrote the bass line for Taxman, and I think he may have also done the guitar riff on that as well. Just an absolutely unbelievable musician. We also should acknowledge John Entwistle from The Who, in my opinion, one of the best bass players of all time as well. Again, just a lone DJ with just one opinion, but hear this one and tell me what you think.
We all say I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. Fade away. Don't try to dig
what we all say. I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Talking about my generation. Get around.
Run, run, run.
right. So that was Tina Weymouth playing the bass line on Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads off of their album from 1977. All right, for this next song, while there is such a thing as air guitar, I don't know if there is such a thing as air bass. But if you do want to play air bass with this next tune, even if you don't know how to play real bass, nobody is going to judge you.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty.
Nah.
All right there. That was You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon off of 1986's Graceland, a joy of an album to listen to. The 25th anniversary remaster from 2011, which I have a copy of, is excellent. Truly a great album from start to finish. Well, everyone, Fool's Gold has come back by the Stone Roses, my musical accompaniment today. As I've been saying this whole hour, I think the bass line on the song is great. But it is also coming back to accompany me because I can't believe we only have 5 minutes left until Tornado Drill is over. I am so sad. Hopefully we learned a little bit about what bass lines can accomplish today in popular music. I wish we could have gone into the subject matter a little more comprehensively, but this hour is so short. It goes by so fast. There were a lot of songs I had to cut from the set list today, including anything off of Come Away by ESG, which is an album that has a ton of bass lines. True Men, Don't Kill Coyotes by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea, the bassist, has just contributed so many wonderful bass lines to music through his work with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I also had to cut Walking on the Moon by The Police, Redbone's Come and Get Your Love, Delta 5's Mind Your Own Business, and We Got the Beat, which is a song I've played on Tornado Drill before, also has a great bass line, and if I didn't play it on my first ever Tornado Drill set, I would have wanted to feature it here. I want to thank you all so very much for listening to Tornado Drill today. We're up-and-coming DJs. We're fine. They're on Air Voices and Visions for your listening pleasure. Thank you very much to the whole staff of KFAI for helping to make this happen, as well as the volunteers who keep this station going night in and night out, day in and day out. If you'd like to join our Discord, we have a wonderful Discord community of listeners here. Just go to kfai.org/chat. And you can join our Discord, comment on the songs, let us DJs know how we're doing, express your thoughts, views, and viewpoints, because that is what community radio is all about. I am going to be back on April 11th. Thank you again so much for listening to me today. My name is Dana, hoping to eventually have a show called Riffs, Rhythms, and Rhymes, which features all great, wonderful things, melodies, riffs, bass lines, all cool things about rock and roll groups that also touches on rhythm and blues, rock, hip-hop, R&B. I am starting to ramble, so let's go into our final song of the day. And I also want to say I did not do Billie Jean by Michael Jackson either. I just had to cut it for time. I'm so sorry, everyone. Anyway, thank you again so much for listening to me today. Here's our last song of the day. I think the bass line in this song gets overlooked. Here is Stand By Me by Ben E. King. Please enjoy and have a wonderful rest of your day.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountains